Maddie and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yes, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to our podcast, Maddie and Rob Palmer. Well,
was it,
today.
Was it mock cream or was it real cream on the finger buns that you jammed down your gob?
I can't remember. That was an allegation by Ray of Gosford. And I can't remember the last time I ate a finger bun. Seriously, mate? That was his allegation.
They say that about guilt eating. You just forget as soon as it's happened.
And Ray reckons that I sat in the car and ate them before I went home, so I didn't have to give any to my wife and kids. That is a lie.
Anyway, we did ask you what you hid from your partners.
Yes. In other news, you won't believe there are calls for which band to represent Australia at Eurovision 2023.
Yeah.
And what about we did today? What life scenario needs the Top Gun theme?
It can apply to so many things.
Oh, we such had some great calls.
Such beautiful music to put behind just life stuff.
Anything that's coming up.
Oh, and also, producer Matt here, the guys forgot to tell you what time the Super Simple Secret Sound is. Tomorrow we're going to do it smack bang at 8 o'clock. So, you know, prime time, be listening.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yesterday, Silly Ray from Gosford called with this. This is just an out-and-out lie.
Well, it seems as though it's come back.
I ran into him when I was shopping, after I'd finished shopping on Sunday. And
accidentally ran into him.
Ray called yesterday.
I did catch Paddy yesterday at the shops, Rob.
Oh,
did
you really? Know? No, I didn't know. What was he doing?
I called him out at Baker's Delight getting a couple of finger buns.
Is a lie.
Gerard and his big fat finger bun.
And you know what he did? He goes, mate, I better go because I've got to go eat this in the car before I go home to curse. That's what he said.
That is a lie.
There are two types of people. There's the one that will have half a finger bun left, and then when the phone rings, they'll jam the finger bun in and try and finish it before answering the phone. That's you. And then there's the others that will stop, put it down and answer the phone and then finish the finger bun later.
I do get in trouble at home now for talking when I'm eating. I believe you're multitasking when you can eat and talk at the same time. Unfortunately, those who are sitting opposite me have to cop the spray.
Well, that's sharing food that no one wants to have to be submitted to.
But that is a lie. Ray Mondo, that is an absolute lie. I did not sit in the car and eat those finger buns and before I went home. That is a lie.
So you say.
I used to do that with sherbet cones. I don't do it anymore.
What do you stop and eat in the car?
Are you hiding something from your partner? We want to know. What food?
I find new foods that I have to hide from Gwen all the time because she... I will buy stuff that I think she hates and I'll put it in my special cupboard.
Yeah.
They all know where it is now.
Yeah.
But you can't have a special cupboard for long in a household.
Because everyone finds it
out. They find it out. So I just put it in there, but I try and pick things that she doesn't like. But then gradually, sure enough, she weans herself onto them and I go to look for my packet of Tasty Tubes, which I've taken a liking to recently, $3 for a big bag.
Yeah.
And they're gone.
Yeah.
I go, where are the Tasty Tubes? Oh,
but you know,
I hate them.
It's funny what can happen because Hannah, my little girl, she like when if we have ice creams, you want to keep them. Just say if you buy a 4-pack of say Whisk bars, and you want to keep them. If you leave them in full sight, someone opens the freezer, they're gone. When they're on special, they're gone within probably half an hour. But you hide them. You hide them under your mixed veggies, or that's what you do. And then I came home
hide
the other
them
day.
Under something that they would never want to eat
because the kids won't open the freezer and look under something.
You
that's
put
too
your
much
ice cream
effort.
Under a bag of frozen
that's
spinach.
Exactly right.
You'll be there for 10 years.
I want to look, and I did that the other day, thinking I reckon someone's moved this around, hiding something. Hannah had hidden the ice cream she bought behind this bag of mixed vegetables, frozen mixed vegetables. And I went, I text her. I said, "Good work, darling." What?
The average home freezer is just not big enough to be hiding food.
But what food we want to know? Do you hide from your partner? It may even be drink. 133353. Robert, Julie from Morris said, "G'day, Jules."
Hi, Julie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah. Does this happen in your household?
Oh, it sure does. I've got a bit of a partner like Rob does at work who likes to eat my lunch leftovers.
Oh, yeah. Truffle pigs through your food. Yeah. Oh, what do you got there? How do you stop him?
I make sure I hide it right at the back of the fridge so
Good
he
work.
Doesn't look.
Yeah.
So you hide your lunch behind everything else so when he goes in to get his, he doesn't actually see yours and go, ooh, that looks better.
That's right. He just takes the first one at the front that he can see. If I hide it right at the back, he doesn't look that far.
Yeah. Most truffle pigs are lazy like that.
What's his name, Jules?
Oh.
Okay, don't say it. Don't say it. Okay.
Leave it alone.
Okay, you're into the draw. We'll draw it next, okay, to go see Top Gun Maverick. You could be there.
Oh.
All right, 1-3-5-3. What food?
Ray from Gosford's called up to defend himself after you've called him a liar.
Ray.
Hello. Ray.
Good morning, Rob. I don't know about that other clown next year. Give him a clip across the ear for me, will you?
Listen, pal, if you're alleging that I ate finger buns in my car, there'd be hundreds and thousands on the floor as we speak.
Oh, careful what you say, Ray. Wow. I'll hang up on you.
I'm quite surprised there isn't, but I know how big your mouth is. You're like a Hoover, mate, so it's all good.
Nary drops a crumb.
Just so you know, to defend my case, tomorrow morning I will be making my way to Baker's Delight at 7 a.m. I will be calling in to justify my case on Mr. Gerard having finger buns in the car and his purchase, so you know.
Okay, well, okay. I'll show you the bank statement.
Not much on tomorrow, Ray.
I'll show you the bank statement. I bought a loaf of bread from there, and that was it, about $4. And Norma and Crystal, who we're always talking to, will defend me. So we'll see you in a court of law. Thank you, Raimondo.
Imagine living with you two.
I'll just confirm that you asked the lady next to you to buy it, so it didn't show
There you go.
Lies. He's a liar.
Thank you, Ray. But, thank you for clearing that up. But geez, you two.
Honestly, what food are you hiding from your partner? Has it been done? We've got Mel from Budgie Boy. G'day, Mel.
Hey, Mel.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Now,
do you have to stash stuff away to stop your partner finding it?
Yeah, but much for a different reason. It's not because he loves it, because he hates it. So I stash the garlic away, and that way when I sneak it into the spag bowl or the stir fry, he has no idea it's in there, and he still eats it anyway. But if he saw the bottle or the jar, he'd chuck it out.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he complain of having sensitive guts to garlic? Some people find if they have garlic, they get a bit upset tummy.
Oh, the day after.
Well, I am a little bit like that, but I absolutely love garlic, so I don't care.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. So anything with garlic in it.
Just jam it in.
He just doesn't like the taste or the flavour or the smell. He doesn't like it cooking. He just doesn't like it.
He might be a vampire, because vampires don't like garlic either, apparently. Just watch him on the. Was a full moon last night. Did he go crazy or anything? Go.
I'm crazy most of the time.
He might just like a kiss after dinner and doesn't want to taste it on you.
Nothing. Anyway, all right, Mel. We're going to put you in the draw. 1-3-5-3. Okay. What do you hide from your partner? Because of food or even drink? Because we're putting him into the draw to go and see Top Gun, our exclusive preview.
Yeah, we got four tickets.
Yeah. Darren.
Darren from Tumby.
Hey, Daz.
Yeah. Good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Rob the Painter. How are you?
Rob got painting tips this morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he gives bloody good. Oh, hopeless.
If you want to stop paint bleeding through tape.
Oh, don't do it again. Don't do it again.
I've got all the answers.
Hey, Dazzy, now what do you hide from your partner?
Well, we went up to Costco on the weekend and they had this massive pizzas, and I said to Mrs. Oh, I'll park the car. You go in and I'll catch up with you. I waited for about half an hour in this queue to get this massive pizza because she's on a carb diet. I couldn't eat it. Unbelievable. And she saw the box and she started laughing at me. And guess what? She had a piece. So I couldn't really hide it. But anyway, did my best.
Where'd you hide it? On the back seat. hard to hide a pizza in the back seat of a car.
And the smell.
No, it was that big. I had to put it in the trolley and she saw it.
All right.
Oh, mate, the giant pizza at Costco.
Do you go to, I've never been to Costco. What's it like?
Take your money with you. And if you've got a big family, even if we've only got three, look, put it this way. If you buy toilet paper, we could probably supply the whole street.
Oh, right. Okay. You've got to buy
a massive bulk.
That lasts us for 3 months.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So what you save on your groceries, you spend on Kennard storage.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you turn on food and clothes there.
Yeah, right. They sell coffins there too, apparently.
Yeah.
They do the lot. Yeah, I've never been there. I might have to go. They're opening one up near Newcastle.
Oh,
no. No, what I mean, not for that. What I mean.
Hey, Dale. We're going to Costco. What for? A couple of coffins?
We've got Amanda from Bateau Bay. Thank you, Daz. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, now, what do you hide from your partner? Because Ray alleges that I ate these finger buns in the car before I went home to Kirsten and the kids. What do you hide?
Look, you look great, Paddy, so I wouldn't worry.
Thank you, Amanda. Give Amanda the tickets now.
But look, I wanted to say you do look great, but I don't hide food. I pretty much hide every receipt of anything I buy and rip the labels off before I get home because he's like a Nazi. He knows everything. He monitors everything. And the worst thing I ever did was teach him internet banking.
Oh, no. So he just spends hours on hours scrolling through transactions.
I think he's my brother.
He does. It drives me crazy. But, and I don't want to be sneaky, but it's like I'm forced to be. I don't want to be like that.
You don't want to be, exactly. Everyone has the right to go out and buy a loaf of bread without having it scrutinised by their partner.
I know, right? Exactly. You'll go, did you go and have breakfast this morning? No. Well, what were you doing at the cafe over here? And I'm like,
Oh, look, you need to sit him down and have a serious chat.
He's just concerned about the money. Amanda, do you go when you buy things, is it always on special? Because whenever Kirst, my wife, buys things, it's always on special. She never buys things full price. Is that the same as you?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, to try and make it easier.
You're doing everyone a favour.
Yeah, that's it. We are. We're trying to do the right thing by the family, save a bit of money. Yeah. But we always need something, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm going to forget about you sucking up to Paddy saying how good he looks, and we will put you in the draw for the tickets.
All right, Amanda. Thank you very much for that. Okay, who are we going to give it to? Maddie, what about we'll turn to Maddie, our producer. Maddie, who should we give the family pass to Top Gun Maverick to preview screening on the 24th of May?
Roll.
Okay, Maddie. I wish I would have had the drum roll handy.
Yeah, I can't hear a drum roll here. Yeah,
no, I can't hear one either.
No. Well, as soon as the drum roll starts, then I'll tell you.
All right, then, because it's going to be a special screening and...
Oh, there it is.
I'll fade out. Okay.
Who do we give it to?
We'll send Julie from Morissette.
Hey!
Julie!
Well done, Julie. Called earlier on this morning. Well done, Julie. I think...
Hide to lunch.
Yeah. Hey, Julie, from well
the
done.
Just you and the truffle pig.
You're there.
Oh, awesome, guys. Thank you so much. I can't tell you how long I've been waiting to see this movie.
36 years.
36 years, roughly.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
To other news. What do you got for us, Robert? Good morning.
To all three of you, good morning. A study of a pair of twins.
Yes.
Is this what you're thinking it was?
No. I thought you said...
This is a study of separated identical twins realised something.
What?
These two twins, they were raised separately across the world from each other. And it's been revealed that location can have a serious impact on intelligence. I'm looking at you, Bundaberg.
Excuse me, Mr. 120, I am, and you're a lowly rated 108.
Anyone who was here and listening saw you strike out at 103.
I did that IQ test again, and I came up at 122 more than you.
How many times did you do it to get that? 20 times.
No, you can only do it twice.
The twin girls, born in Seoul, South Korea in 74, became separated at the age of two, and one of them got lost at a market. Despite their parents' appeal to find the daughter, they were not reunited. One was adopted by a couple from the US.
Yeah.
They grew up on American soil. The twin was completely unaware she had siblings until 2018 when she submitted a DNA and they were reunited. Now, the twins were completed a series of tests designed to assess intelligence, mental health, and medical history, resulting in groundbreaking study of separate identical twins. Mm. The Korean-raised twin had a significantly what?
Higher IQ.
Than the US twin. That's not surprising. I'm just saying that Bundaberg may have held you back a little bit.
Oh, you are so up yourself,
because,
mate.
Well, you did the IQ test, mate, and, you know, we had
Bert Hinkler came from Bundy. He was that solo aviator and Bundaberg rum. So, yeah.
Okay, great. They're two big wins. So the Korean race twin had a significantly higher IQ, coming in at a whopping 16 points over her sister. A whopping 16. I think I beat you by...
No, you didn't.
15
points. I beat you by two in the second test. You were 118.
I didn't do the second test.
I did. 120.
So there you go.
So if you want to be smart, move to Korea. Is that the motto?
If you want to be smart, don't grow up in Bundy or the US.
There are calls for which band to represent Australia at next year's Eurovision Song Contest.
Potato Hop, Potato Hop.
Yes.
Potato Hop, Potato Hop.
The Wiggles.
The Wiggles.
Yes.
Why is there an Australian band in a European song contest?
Who cares? Because fans took to Reddit, sharing the legendary Childs Music Group would be great choice to represent the nation in the singing comp after taking out that other radio station's Hot 100 with the number one spot earlier this year. They watched. And they wrote, after watching Eurovision, I believe we need an absolute icon to represent Australia next year at Eurovision. And you know what? I don't watch the show, Eurovision, but yes, I'm anything with the Wiggles in it. Give them a crack, Robert. Are you with me? Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's a European
competition. Who gives a rat? Doesn't matter.
And it's stupid.
It is not. You just don't get it. As I said, I've never watched it. But go, the Wiggles. For representation at Eurovision 2020.
The only band worth anything that's ever won Eurovision was ABBA.
Did they win Eurovision?
Yes, with was it Waterloo?
Matty, our producer, did ABBA really win Eurovision?
ABBA won it.
I hate ABBA. It's one of my most hated bands.
I don't know you people. ABBA's fantastic.
Can we get an ABBA update?
What song did ABBA do for Eurovision? That's what I'd like to know.
1353. We'll do that after 7.
I think it was Waterloo.
As well as that, do you have mould?
Waterloo.
We should do an ABBA cover. You and me should do an ABBA cover and film it. That's what we should do. Do you have mould? That's coming up after Waterloo in 1974. You were correct, Robert. I just came off the top of my head that one. It's good to have Matty Lucas out there. We have got a Central Coast briefing, local briefing. Oh, what?
They've won it 5 other times as well.
They did not.
Thank you.
They didn't, did they?
I mean, imagine if ACDC went and did Eurovision. We'd smash it.
I thought you were only out to win it once. Do you just keep coming back?
Obviously not.
Perennial champions.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Oh, this is going to be bloody good, Rob. Oh, Tuesday.
Cannot wait.
May 24, which is coming up pretty soon.
Licking my lips.
This coming Tuesday, Event Cinemas at Tuggera for the special preview screening.
What's your snack of choice at the movie?
I take a bank loan out to get some of the lollies.
No, I don't ever buy it from the cinema.
Yeah. Popcorn.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, or ripe raspberries.
I like the flavoured popcorns.
Yeah, me too.
Like the ones from Coles you get in the big bag. It's like $3.
Yeah. And all the different colours.
You paid $20 for that if you buy it at the cinema.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But right now, though, we're doing something different with Top Gun today. We're after what life scenario needs the Top Gun theme? And you gave a good one on the roof. I loved On the Roof.
Oh, descending music.
Yeah, there we go.
I've just been up. Yeah. I've reached into the gutter.
Yeah.
I throw not one, not two, but 3 tennis balls to a waiting team of cricketers in the yard as I descend the ladder and they cheer.
I love it. Yeah.
Well done, Dad.
Mine's a simple one. I get the call and I decide to take on the coaching role of the Bulldogs for the remaining of the season. Walking down that tunnel. Yeah, down like that.
Yes, I'll do it.
We got Johnny from Avoca. G'day, John.
Hey, John.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Not too bad, buddy. The life scenario. Which
talk us through it. Like you're in the movie, John. Like you're in the movie.
I go into my son in the morning yelling at him, Owen, the garbage truck's here. You haven't put the bin out the night before. And he leaps out of bed, eyes wide, adrenaline pumping, and he makes his way to the front door, flings the door open, jumps off the veranda, lands on the grass, his slow motion blades of grass flying out from his toes. He races around the corner, grabs the bin, scares the shit out of the neighbour's cat sitting on the bin, takes off across the front yard, slides the bin right up to the driveway. A bag of rubbish just teeters on the edge before it falls back into the bin as the garbage truck lifts the bin up and we celebrate.
Oh, John.
I've got a tear in my eye.
I was there.
Oh, holy gee. Stay there, John. It could be you. We've got Julie from Gorrigan.
Oh, Julie.
Oh, Julie, that's a tough one to beat.
Julie, it's your movie. It's your movie, Julie.
Okay. Julie, okay. What life scenario
talk us through it.
The Top Gun theme.
I'm walking down the street.
Yeah.
I go through the door, into the gym. I feel the need for speed.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Yeah. All right.
Category of short film.
That wins. If you were at Trop Fest, that would go
that would,
okay.
That would smash Trop
that
Fest.
That would go okay.
I feel the need.
Julie, look, there can only be one winner. And it's
and
not...
the garbage bin man won.
Yes.
Oh, he did.
Sorry about that,
oh,
Julie.
Oh, the emotion.
Oh, John, ladies and gentlemen, accepting the award for Trop Life scenario this
and
morning.
Best cutaway shot of blades of grass in the mine.
John, oh, thank you, guys.
Is there anyone you'd like to thank?
I'd like to thank my mum and dad, my son, obviously, for starring in the movie, and my wife for putting up with me every day.
Oh, what emotional scenes here this morning.
You can thank them by taking them with you to Top Gun Maverick at Event Cinemas Tuggerah with us on Tuesday, the 24th of May.
Thank you, guys.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
But I tell you, we looked at it yesterday and we just can't get enough. I wish this election campaign went on for, say, another 4 weeks. We've been loving this. Loving
there's
this.
A hole in your stop budget. Dear Labor.
Oh, I just can't.
I'm done.
No, come back. And this one.
That's not my job.
No.
That's not my job. It's not my job to do
right,
that.
Right, I just love it.
Just
I
hear just, the echo. Yeah. Give me more.
Yeah. That's what I'm... And you can get more to find out more. We've got Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au, Channel 9, the former local bloke. We love it.
Where can we get more, Trev?
When the ads stop on the radio on the TV, trust me, your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, it's all going to be full of it. Not that it's not already full of it, but that's where the political parties need to go when the broadcast ad blackout happens on Thursday. So, yeah, it's going to be an awful time to be online on Friday and Saturday.
That's right, because there's certain broadcasting laws that say that you can't advertise within a certain period before an election, right?
That's spot on. So basically from, I think it's Thursday midnight, no radio or TV ads will be seen, holes in buckets or whose job it is. But trust me, they will fill Facebook with memes and just images and pictures, and it's going to be so annoying. So get offline. But if you do enjoy a bit of social media sharing, Instagram's added election-based stickers, so you can add them to your photos and your stories, and you can show your democracy sausage in a true Australian way.
Hang on. That got Rob into court the last time showing his democracy.
No.
Yes, you've got to put the onion on top, Rob.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Oh, no. It's not on the bottom.
And as for your mustard, don't let that squeeze out.
Anyway, so yeah, we can't sure wait.
Yeah, anyway.
But what about the money?
There.
What about the money they're spending? I read somewhere where, what's his name? The big fella from, Clive
fella.
Palmer. Clive. Clive Palmer. It was 30 yep. million bucks he'd
no
spent.
No relation to me.
In,
at least.
This was
at least.
In the first couple of months. Where the political parties only spent a couple of hundred grand in the first couple of months this year, it was nearly 30 million. And you go, why?
Who knows? I think it'll be a great book one day to find out what on earth was going on. I mean, when you've got that much money, you just spend it, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Well, that seems the only logic. Look, the thing is, what will happen is all these ads and these social media approaches and all the ways it's happened this election will be under complete review after Saturday night. Doesn't matter who wins. Trust me, it will be a different outcome to what anyone expects in terms of, like, the primary vote, for example, will go to people like Palmer and stuff, but the secondary vote and the actual election will go to one of the major parties. But that will disrupt how they do advertising in the future, both online and off.
There we go. Yeah. Hey, mate, what about the $45 Apple AirTag? It's helped track something down.
Tracking goods is good.
Well, that's the whole point of the Apple AirTag, is to know where your items are. So you can put one in your briefcase, in your luggage, in whatever it is. And so one of my readers had it on his camera, his laptop, and a bunch of other things, which was stolen from his car while he was on holidays in South Australia. He remembered that he had the AirTag on there, opened up the Find My app, and they were still in the hotel, but not in his room. So hotel management goes into the room, finds the items, and among other stolen items, I should say. And that person is now with the police because that $10,000 worth of gear that was stolen from just one person was located thanks to a $45 Apple AirTag.
That's a great idea if you are traveling.
Because, I mean, at the moment, I can look on my phone and I can see with Find My iPhone that my kids are both at school, and that's great. And I know where their phones are. Well, their phones are at school at least. But to be able to track items, it's all of a sudden...
I have trackers on all my luggage. I have it on my passport little folder. I have one on all my keys, every set of car keys. We never lose anything because we've got the Apple AirTags. They're sensational. When you lose something, every iPhone in the world becomes part of your search party.
Well, and Trevi, like when you have so many AirTags, so what does it, is it list? Oh,
the ID them, mate. You just name each one.
Oh, I'm just asking, Trev, not
name
you.
Name them, give them an icon. And so basically I've got my large luggage, my small luggage, my Mazda keys, my Kia keys. Like you put a name on it so you know what it is you're tracking. And if it is in the house with you, it beeps and your phone guides you there with an arrow.
Where can I buy these AirTags from, Trevor?
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's a great question. And they're not widely available, I'll be honest. I think Bingley have them. And just go to Apple stores or Apple online.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
where else would you think, Paddy?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't got one. Yes.
No, but the thing is, JB's, Harvey's, Officeworks, not selling them.
Why is that, mate? Is there some sort of deal?
Because when they first launched a year ago, there was all this controversy about having a small button battery in them and, you know, kids are going to choke on them. I don't want to break it to you. Kids are going to choke on small things. Don't leave small things around kids.
They
got all worried about it and stopped selling them. So Apple's just selling them direct and making all the cash themselves.
I know why, Trev.
I know why. Because when you lose something that you bought at JB Hi-Fi, they don't want you to find it. They want you to come back and buy a new one.
Perfect reasoning. Thank you, Rob.
Okay. Now, Trevi, who do you think, Trevor Long? I know we talk. Electronics all the time with you and tech.
Yep.
That's the joy of it. Yeah, I know. Who do you think will win from what you've seen, if you've done anything, technical with polls and that? Who do you think will win the election?
Oh.
Hey.
I think it'll be a hung parliament.
Do you really?
Which is a loss to both of them because they, one thinks they're going to lose completely, one thinks they're going to win completely, and I think it's going to be a hung parliament because there's going to be some strange seats that go strange ways. And, we're going to have a fun little couple of years ahead of us.
There we go.
With the options we've got, it's not going to be a well-hung parliament either.
I didn't nominate, that's why. Anyway, thank you, Trev. We will see if your prediction comes through, and we'll revisit that next week. Trevor Long from EFTM.com.au. See you, mate.
See you then.
There, buddy.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now, and you'll never miss an episode.